I thought I'd find you here all right, said the otter happily. Everybody along the river bank has been so worried about you. Rat never came home last night, and nor did Mole. Something terrible has happened, they said. But if anyone's in trouble, Badger usually gets to hear about it. So I came straight here this morning, and oh my, didn't the wild wood look grand with the snow everywhere, and the red sun coming up, shining through the black trees? Halfway here I met one of those silly rabbits. He told me that Mole had lost his way last night, and that they were out and chasing him all over the wood. I'd like to meet one of them myself this morning, and tell them what I think. Weren't you at all, afraid? Asked the Mole, remembering how frightened he had been. Afraid? The otter laughed, and showed his strong white teeth. I don't think any of them would argue with me. Here, Mole, be a good fellow and fry me some eggs. I'm terribly hungry, and I've got a lot to talk about with Ratty here. Haven't seen him for weeks. Breakfast was almost finished when the Badger entered, looking sleepy.
It's nearly time for lunch, he said. Stay and have some with us, Otter. You must be hungry this cold morning.
The hedgehogs were sent home. The breakfast things were cleared away, and soon the four animals sat down to lunch together. The Rat and the Otter were having a long conversation about riverbank matters, so the Mole began to talk to the Badger. This is a wonderful, comfortable home you have here, he said. There's really nothing better than a place underground like this. You can shut off the world up there when you don't want it. And when you do, you can just go up and there's the world waiting for you.